Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Doug Benson Estate in Los Angeles, California on Thursday, May 23rd, Two Oceans 13. Last night we did a Benson movie interruption at Cinefamily of The Call, starring Halle Berry and Little Miss Sunshine. Not a terrible movie, but just bad enough for us to have a damn good time interrupting it. I'll play the audio from the opening moments of that show at the end of this mini boner. Next movie interruption will be Indiana Jones and the Temple, not the Temple, the Crusade of Last, the Last Crusade at 4:20 on Father's Day, cinefamily.org for tickets. Since last I spoke, you listened, I saw the Broadway play Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. Great show by Christopher Durang. I recommend it to anyone who wants to spend $50 to over $100 to see a play. On the plane here from New York City, I tried to watch Sound City on the TV in the seat in front of me, but it broke down 20 minutes in. How does it end? Is Dave Grohl still alive? Saturday, I'll be in Knoxville, Tennessee, and Sunday and Monday in Nashville, Tennessee. And don't think I'm not going to squeeze in a visit to Dollywood while I'm in the area. All of my tour dates and links and deets are available at DougLovesMovies.com. And for those of you that are unhappy that I'm doing ads for Hulu Plus, keep in mind that you are still getting hours of free entertainment from me each week, and that the Hulu Plus ads will only appear in one of each of the weekly episodes, unless you consider this a Hulu Plus ad. And now, the movie interruption opening from last night, and as always, anyone who puts Little Miss Sunshine in the trunk of a car is a shithead. Thank you, Hadrian. Hey, everybody. Hadrian, everybody. He's great. Cinefamily.org. If you're listening to this, because I like to podcast this part of the show, if you're listening, join up with Cinefamily. Even if you don't live here in Los Angeles, just sign up. Contribute, because it's a great, great thing. We're about to do a great thing. Probably this might be the last ever packed showing of The Call. We probably had a few on opening weekend in the bigger cities. Oh, there's some knowing laughs out there. Oh, Well, this is the part where I pull the tape off of the couches in the front row. I love the couches with the way they seat people. Your little pillow has a number on it. It's adorable. I love this cult that they have going here. Did you guys see the Source family here? Yeah. Cine family, get it? It's very similar. Like, Cine family is a cult without getting everybody's money or having sex with them. It's just about just sharing cinema and worshiping it. And speaking of which, on Sunday, Father's Day, June whatever that is, I'm going to guess 14th. No, 16th. June 16th, 4:20 in the afternoon, bring your dads and your grads for Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Yeah, I'm going to go classic next month. And then just patiently wait for Great Gatsby to be available. Because it must be interrupted. It must happen. That showing might be all angry dudes. That was the last movie I saw with her. They should have called that movie Camel Straw. Please help me in welcoming to interrupt the call with Halle Berry, who could not make it tonight. Despite my repeated requests. Please welcome Pat Healy, Natasha Leggero, and Ben Schwartz.
Sure. Just have a seat right there.
Natasha, just grab that microphone right there, young lady, and have a seat right there.
Can I get this whole thing?
You can have the whole thing, or Ben could sit there with you. You could sit on 5, and he could sit on 3.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, that's cozy. Where are the people I said told to sit right here? What happened to them? I don't know where they are, but I told them they could sit right there and to go sit right there, and they're not there. So when they show up, boo them. I don't know where the fuck they went.
It's sweater weather in here.
Let's say hi to everybody. Let's start with the reason I asked you to be here today is because you are the creepy voice on the phone in the film Compliance. I'm talking to Pat Healy, everybody.
That's the only reason. And my sparkling wit.
Oh no, I also think you're a funny guy. I mean, I've seen you be. You're kind of humorous.
I'm pretty funny in that.
You're kind of funny in Compliance. Yes. Complete weirdo.
I need a sandwich.
Yeah, and then, but you also have a movie coming out soon, an independent film.
Mm-hmm.
With Dave.
Oh, right, you've seen
with that. Our friend Dave Koechner.
Dave Koechner.
Yeah, and your friend Sarah Paxton.
Sarah. And
who's the other dude in it?
Ethan Embry.
Yeah.
Cheap Thrills.
It's called Cheap Thrills.
It's called that, yeah. Awesome.
It describes it, and it's called that. Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah. And when's that coming out?
I think you have to wait till February.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's a big monster campaign that they're mounting, so they're holding it. But
okay,
it was the talk of the Sundance? Or I'm sorry, I threw that in there. Like I'm trying to promote myself. It was the talk of the South by Southwest film fest.
Yeah, well,
one audience
either one is good. Yeah.
Same thing.
I think I voted for it.
Oh, thank you.
I think so.
Well, it won.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Natasha Leggero, also another first-time movie interrupter.
So with the, I thought you were kidding when you said, can you wear your sunglasses? Do you watch movies with sunglasses on?
No, I was just crying in my car right before this. That's how dedicated I am to show business. I'm serious.
I believe you. I forgot that you said that earlier.
Well, it's true.
But,
and I'm telling this to the
but you'll take them off.
Public.
But you'll take them off when the movie starts.
I mean, do you care?
I'm just saying we'll be in a dark theater. I mean, as it is right now, no one can see your eyes, even if you didn't have sunglasses on, because you're wearing a hat and you have your back to all of them.
If the time where we just said, I can't see anything!
When is there going to be a daytime sequence?
It's actually too bright.
But I'm sorry about the crying thing, and
I'm really excited to be here, though.
And this is going to cheer you up.
Is it going to? I feel like it's going to make me. I think I'm just going to cry throughout this whole movie.
I don't think so. Were you crying because someone put you in the trunk of the car and you called 911 and beautiful Halle Berry answered the phone, but she tried to act like she was frumpy?
That actually makes me happy. So, no.
So yeah, I think you're going to have a great time. And Ben Schwartz is here again, everybody. Jealous that you have a song already. How does he have that?
How do I get that? How many people are in the last? And why the fuck did you not even sing along?
I've got a song for Natasha. Cry, 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 everybody!
When you guys sang it, remember when I took a video, when I was like, I need a video, guys? Right after I took the video, I went up to Bench and I said, 3 weeks from now, I'm going to text you this and you're going to think it's the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. And I waited 3 weeks and texted him, and he wrote back, ha 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 ha. Do you remember that, Doug?
Kind of. I had already seen it a few times on the internet already, because it became a little bit of a thing, yeah.
I think it was because of that Tumblr's over $1 billion.
Somebody on YouTube put together, did you see that, where they put together all the cast members of that movie in stripes?
Was the person that's responsible for it here?
I don't think so.
Cool, guys.
I think there's somebody out there in the world just put together, yeah, every one of those actors, like, in stripes in the movie, but also, like, on the red carpet. And
matching the song. Chop, chop,
yeah,
chop.
Yeah,
it was every
time.
Picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was really fucking funny.
Yeah, that's good. Good work, whoever you are.
Yep.
If you're even hearing this, it's part of a mini boner episode. So, have you guys, Ben, have you seen this movie?
I haven't, but I've actually heard that it's not terrible.
Okay.
Remember Beautiful Creatures?
Did you say that about that before that?
No, I didn't.
So yeah, so there's hope.
No.
I have a question. Are we allowed? Is there a question card?
There better be. I don't want you to start bawling right here in front of everybody.
It seems like you guys all know each other. Like, is it
what's that?
Do the same people come here every time?
Well, I. There's a lot of people here that are members of Cine Family.
Oh, I see. It's cute. I like it. Good job, Doug.
I love how you got that vibe off of it, though, because I haven't referred to anyone by name, or this could be a completely different audience. Yeah, it's kind of, everyone's used to this. They know what's happening right now.
I think we all might be crying. Now.
As you often are, Natasha, you're the least aware of what's happening on my shows. In the entire room.
It's my charm. It's my thing.
I love it. That's why I keep asking you back. That and the hats.
She's gone through 4 boxes of Raisinets, by the way.
Office is the lady behind her. Oh, she wore a giant fucking hat.
I'm small. Do you need me to take my hat?
No. You can leave your hat on.
I was imagining the sun saying that also. I'm going to throw down 2 scoops of raisin.
Natasha, can you name another Halle Berry film?
Yes, I can. That one just came out. It had a whole bunch of people in it. It just got nominated for an Oscar. I hated it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Which movie are you thinking?
But now I'm thinking
Life of Pi. That's a great movie.
No.
Cloud Atlas.
Cloud Atlas. I hated it. I didn't want to.
I named it
for Grandma.
But I did. I've never really liked her. You know when I stopped liking her? Remember when she won the Oscar? And she came up and she was like, thank you. I can't believe it. Like, it was like, what? Chill out, lady. You just seem really extreme.
The original Anne Hathaway.
She is like Black Anne Hathaway.
Blathaway?
Fucking straight up Blathaway?
Everybody!
I'm definitely getting into this.
Name an Hathaway movie that would be 20 times more funny if it was Halle Berry in it. Princess Diaries?
Bride Wars. Pat. Have you seen this movie, Pat?
I haven't seen it.
All right, so we have four people that have not seen this motion picture are going to guide you through it.
I wasn't planning on seeing it.
Has anyone in the audience seen this picture?
Oh, shit! Halle Berry's here!
Mrs. Berry! Natasha was kidding!
Nice tits, Berry.
The boyfriend that got the shit beat out of him by the other boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
he's
was
here.
That was a thing in the news that I didn't pay attention to.
He's here to rip on it.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be crazy.
This is a stupid movie.
Was he French?
Yes.
This is stupid movie.
He's a French model or Belgian.
What was his name? Wasn't he on
Well, she has a French boyfriend who's an actor, and then the other guy is like a French model.
Well, this will bug me for a couple seconds. What was the boyfriend called? Light-skinned black guy?
That's the old boyfriend.
I'm thinking of Eric Benet.
No, this is the guy that her baby daddy.
This is going to be the majority of what you guys are going to hear today.
I'm just going to talk all my Halle Berry TNT.
Yeah, let's get some gossip going, you guys.
Her baby bump, her 46...
She's gonna have a 46-year-old baby.
She's got one right now.
That baby's never coming out. 46 years old.
Bump.
Benjamin Berry. Thank you to all my friends for coming out here tonight. I'm just trying to impress Natasha. As always, Cine Family will present a couple creepy things that they've got coming up. And until you get sick of them, a festival of all of my 5-second films.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.